listener production.
Hello, Ashley Ramos with your local briefing. New infrastructure is on the way to a southwest school. Bunbury's Newton Moore Senior High School, one of 13 across WA to benefit from the latest round of the federal government's school upgrade funds. Federal Education Minister Jason Clare says it's going to schools who need it most.
Whether it's upgrading classrooms or upgrading sporting facilities or outdoor learning facilities, we're investing money in the sorts of things that are going to help children to learn them and investing it in the schools that need it most.
The dry season is continuing to take its toll on producers. A report from the Grain Industry Association of WA showing dry soils have the season off to a slow start. Report author Michael Lamont says canola has been impacted the most.
Normally you'd put in your canola first, then go to cereals, but a lot of growers this year aren't committing a very high percentage of canola, you know, maybe 30, 40, 50% of their intended program. And the reason for that is, of course, if we don't get rain for a month, the risk of achieving a profitable yield from canola becomes less.
A potential fix to the relentless power outages in the regions. Early fault detection systems have been created, which could locate issues on the power network before they fail. IND Technology founder Alan Wong says it could save lives.
The risk of bushfires started by power lines, especially in some of the regional area, power line running through forests and regions with heavy vegetation. This is an urgent issue that needs to be fixed.
In sport, it was a doubleheader for the Southwest Slammers this weekend. The men's side recording two losses in the Anzac round, going down to Lakeside Lightning 92-83 on Friday night. Slammers copping its second defeat Saturday night, losing out by 20 points to Joondalup Wolves. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au.